get card from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break, where we encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always, I'm Chinzia.
I'm Sophia.
And Lydia, aka Mama Lou, is off. She is getting ready for her game swap, unless that already happened, which could have. I've lost her. Lydia is not here. She is busy running around hustling and doing stuff, but hopefully she will be back for next week's episode. So
yes. Right.
As I drop my earpiece out of my ear. All right. I'm so fancy. All right, guys. Do you know what we have not talked about in a while, Sophia?
Would you say some boy band updates?
Boy band updates! And boy bands are out doing things. So this is very exciting.
Yay! Everyone except one!
Well,
I'm just kidding.
So I believe what Sophia is referencing is the fact that the Backstreet Boys have finished their multi-year tour of the DNA album. Finally has finished. The DNA tour is donezo. They're all home spending time with Fam Jam. At the moment, well-deserved break. They pretty much went like tons of places, kind of finished that off. They did not get to Israel. There was stuff happening there, and then they were going to reschedule it, and then they decided to just cancel it. So unfortunately, they're not going to be able to see the DNA tour, but I'm sure when the next album comes out and things, they will hopefully, things will be better there. So, yes. All right. So we have a lot of different things that have occurred. I have a bunch of different tabs up.
There's many updates from these boy banders.
There's many boy banders. If there's any boy bands that we did not talk about because we are only so, thought just went out of my head.
I wish I could see what you were thinking so I can say it, but.
But yes. If there's any boy bands you want us to talk about that we did not mention or if any exciting news, we also recorded this a couple weeks ago, so some more news may have come out. In the future, but so hopefully we will update you if any of that stuff comes out. So I think the first thing we're going to talk about is it's now summertime. We're well into June. It's almost July. And you know what? When people think of summertime, what do they think of? They think of vacations.
Yes.
If you have children or, you know, whatever, just because the weather is nice. So
sometimes you think of the beach.
Sometimes you think of the beach. Yes. So, what beach we're going to talk about right now? We're going to talk about Mexico. But why are we talking about Mexico? Not one, but two different groups are going there. So,
yes.
One of the groups.
Two of our favorite groups.
The other group does not. So I guess maybe I will show this first one first. So we are going to share my screen. Okay, block your calendars for April 18th to 21st, 2024. We have mentioned this before. So this is the Backstreet Boys. They are going to Cancun area, I think.
Last time we mentioned it, we were like, hopefully by the time we do another podcast episode, they will have more information. Spoiler alert!
No information yet as of the day that we're recording this, June 16th. So hopefully egg on our face when this airs and on June 17th, they will have announced information. Don't think that's the case. So we're kind of trying to figure out when they're going to announce stuff. So I think they initially announced it, I want to say like May something.
Yeah.
They had,
I think,
made,
so.
Like, a thing, and they kind of teased it, and they had like a little coordinates and a beach. Well, first they had the top 30 countdown, And they hid letters in there, and then we deciphered it to say back to the beach. And then they gave us coordinates, and that gave us Mexico, Cancun. And then they gave us dates, and that is all we're at right now. So that is all we have. People are it's been at least 3 weeks, I believe, since it was announced.
Yeah.
So people are like, cool, great. Why did you announce that? Because here's the thing. They didn't announce it on the last day of the 30th countdown. They announced it like a couple days later. So it wasn't even like, okay, this is our last video. Surprise, we're doing this. We're like, no. So it was just, so obviously there's strategy. There's some sort of strategy that we are not privy to. Mm. But generally when people announce things a few days later, they have the, you know,
information.
They put it on sale. So as you can see, at this moment, it's 306 days away. Normally, they like to give about a year's worth of notice. So how these trips normally, okay, this is their first Mexico vacation on a beach. But how the cruises normally work is about a year before. They'll announce it. They have all the different staterooms. You put down your deposit. The amount varies depending on if you have like Leonardo DiCaprio deck, like we always go for, or if you have like a fancier room. And then they generally, like you could pay, if you have the money, you could pay right away, but they generally have like payment plans. And then like every month or every 3 months, you got to pay an extra, this amount, da, 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 da. And then the last payment is your last amount. So we all believe they're going to do that as well for this. That makes sense. Cause that's kind of a lot of money, but I feel like some people are kind of freaking out and they don't know. Just based on what we have done previously with cruises, because a lot of people are asking if flights are included. Flights are not going to be included, guys. Like I have no insider information, but it's not going to be included because you have people coming from all over, right? Mm-hmm. So they're coming from all over the world. There's no way that you can guarantee like, okay, this, that, but I understand where people's thoughts are because when you go to an all-inclusive resort, normally it's flight and hotel is all included. You book a package, you get on this flight with 200 other people who are going to your hotel, you get there, you take the thing, it's all good, right? So so right now, all we know is April 18th, 21st. We don't actually know what time anything's happening. We don't know anything that's happening. Based on cruise, and I guess I know we keep comparing it to the cruises, but that's all we have to compare it to. Based on that, there'll most likely be a concert, there will most likely be a meet and greet, there will most likely be a game of some sort. Most likely, there'll be nightly parties, things like that. So, I know a lot of people are freaking out, I don't know how much it's going to be, and whatever. Not to say that it doesn't matter, but it really doesn't matter, guys. Like, if you want to go on this trip, start saving your money, put it aside. And when they announce it, now you have your down payment, right? So,
just always good to prepare.
Always good to prepare and put some stuff aside for that. So,
yes.
You know, and then at the end of the day, if it ends up coming out and it's a ridiculous amount of money that you're like, there's no way in hell I'm going to be able to go on this trip, then at least you have some money set aside anyways that you can use for bills or other things, right? So kind of do that. Like, so yeah, it sucks that they gave us zero information, but don't stress. Just start saving and doing your thing and putting some stuff aside and, you know, like fingers crossed that you can make it out on the journey. So I think it's a little bit different. So like on a cruise ship, there was a vast price difference. So like there was... like the cheapest of the cheap, like no windows, no, like very tiny in the middle of underground, practically whatever.
And bunk beds,
super fit bunk beds and all that stuff. Then you have like the bigger rooms that have balconies and have like all this other stuff. So the price ranged quite a bit on that. For an all-inclusive resort, based on the information I've seen on other musicians that have done this, it's all pretty much the same price. You're all going to pretty much pay the same. Like, yes, you'll still have some fancier rooms and stuff, but generally most rooms have two beds, whatever. And it's all going to be like, you know,
okay to say like a price range that you think?
I have no idea. I know some people were like, it's going to be $5,000. I'm like, it's not going to be $5,000. That's insane. Hopefully I don't come back and kick myself in the ass for this, but yes. So, you know what would be a good determination factor? Let's look at another boy band.
That would be great. Because Hanson is doing something like that, right?
You're right. Hanson is. I believe when I looked up Hanson, it was about 2,500.
Yes.
But I could be wrong. But I feel like
I feel like that sounds about right that I saw as well.
Yes. So yeah. I'm going to close this guy. So hopefully we'll get information soon. I don't know. Backstreet time, guys. We have no idea when this stuff happens. Whatever.
Yes.
But do you know which boy band? So that all we know is that's April 2024. So now we have this other delightful boy band who is also doing a tour. And it is the Pop 2000 tour is doing... Sorry, it is Pop 2000 in Paradise. So this it's an all-inclusive 5-day night fan experience. It is taking place September 28th to October 3rd at the Five Beaches Playa del Carmen in Mexico. So it is hosted by my lovely fake husband, Chris from NSYNC.
Chris Kilpatrick.
We did talk. Oh, yes, we did. So if you want to hear about our latest thing, we went to the Pop 2000 tour at Fallsview Casino in Niagara Falls. So we got
at the OLG stage.
OLG stage. So go back a couple of episodes, probably episode 245-ish. 46,
yeah, something
maybe.
Like that. Yeah, something like that.
So we went there. We had a great time at the concert. Sophia and I met O-Town before the concert. And then afterwards, because I was staying overnight, I ran into this lovely man in the lobby. Yes. Did speak to him briefly about this thing, but it was also like 1:30 in the morning and we were tired. So this
I believe
like
we really also good. Talked about it at 90s Con.
Yes. Yes, we did. So Chris is hosting the event because at 90s Con, I had asked him like, yo, are you going to bail on this thing? He's like, why would I bail on this thing? I'm hosting it. I'm like, I just want to confirm before I spend money. So I have not actually officially bought this yet. I am very close to wanting to do it because it sounds like it's going to be an amazing time. And I will explain to you in a moment. So, okay. So Chris from NSYNC is hosting it. Performing is O-Town, which we love. Ryan Cabrera.
Yes. One of our favorites.
His wife will probably also be there, Sophia, or not. Isn't she pregnant?
She's pregnant. I don't know how many months she's going to be at that time because she's not going to say to us how much months she is pregnant.
Okay, hopefully she's not due around this time because then I don't think Ryan Cabrera will be there because he'll definitely be with his wife, but yes.
Yes.
And he has definitely been growing on me since I started seeing him at O-Town.
Since we saw him at the Christmas show, I guess?
Yes. No, I feel like he's in the summer. I was like, I like this Ryan Cabrera dude.
Oh, yeah, in the summer too, yeah. I feel like at the Christmas one, he like went over the top and was like, yeah, I think he's cemented.
Because as we stated before, because we're Canadian, he never really did stuff here in Canada. They didn't really know much. We only vaguely knew him because of the Ashley Simpson thing and all that stuff. We didn't really like know of Ryan Cabrera. But yes, lovely gentleman.
He's
Brad
lovely, yes.
From LFO. Sweet guy. We've met him a bunch of times.
Very nice guy. Yeah.
Super nice. This man wears his heart on his sleeve. Great guy. David Cook is somebody that we saw last year with them. He was on
at Kalamazoo, right?
Yes. Yep. And Billy Gilman was, I guess, a child musician.
We also saw him at
In Kalamazoo.
Xenia,
Ohio. Yes.
Yeah.
Marcus Monroe, I don't know.
Never heard of him.
Okay. I also don't know Carl Walkner, DJ XL, or Brian Fischino, but they will all also be there as well. So good job. So then it says the activities include a Pop 2000 concert, karaoke party, acoustic concert, comedy show, 90s 2000 dance party, and much more. But what much more do you ask?
Ooh.
Well, my friend, the itinerary is here. So I'm...
Yay! Have they added anything more since we've seen it or talked about...
Not since June 1st, but I think they're still going to like change things again. So currently what is the itinerary? So Thursday, September 28th is the kickoff party. Karaoke with all of your Pop 2000 artists. Theme is dress like a boy band. So that's fun. So that'll
check
party. I'm assuming that you also get to sing karaoke with them on stage, which
would be that fun. Would be fun.
Who wouldn't want to do that? Like, that's, I guess, if you're shy, whatever. But if you're not, enjoy your time up there.
So, you could maybe drink some liquid and have liquid courage. And
resort. So yes, included. Yes. Okay, so Friday, September 29th is an afternoon pool party with DJ XL. And the evening is Pop 2000 in Paradise Beach Concert, followed by fireworks on the ocean. So that's a wonderful concert. And
that's sweet. Like
fireworks. And the theme is dress like a pirate. Arr, matey.
Can I just say about the fireworks? It was fun to see after the Xenia Ohio show. Yes. They had fireworks there.
They did. Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that. That was nice.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah.
Fireworks just make things more fun. Just
like, they really do.
It's like a nice end to the evening, right?
Oh, and when we went to see Backstreet Boys with Florida Georgia Line at Fenway Park, they also had fireworks. Yes.
Yes, that's true. I feel like
that. So I guess in the U.S. it's a big thing.
Fireworks, baby. Light them
up.
Woo! Some states don't have it, but most do. Yeah, so.
Yes.
Okay. This is Mexico, which I guess I don't know. Okay, so Saturday, September 30th is an afternoon pool party with Carl Walkner and DJ XL, and the evening night foam pool party with Chris Kirkpatrick, Brian Ficino, and guests. What I thought was fun about this is that the other day, Trevor on Instagram was having like a foam party with his like nieces and nephews or something. And he's like, this could be you. There's not going to be any children here. It's going to be a great time. Like, so I've never been to a foam party. Have you been to a foam party?
No, but it looks like fun.
It looks like fun. It looks obviously for me, I would be fine with it because when we were on the last Backstreet Boys cruise, jumped right into that pool with my clothes on when Nick was in there and stuff. So I feel like I would be very game for a foam party, having fun, getting covered in soap, I'm assuming is what the foam is.
Yes.
No.
I assume so.
Fun times. Okay. And that theme that night is 90s, 2000s day.
Aww.
And then on Sunday, October 1st, it's an afternoon pool acoustic show featuring O-Town and David Cook. The evening is Whiteout Neon Party featuring DJ sets by Ryan Cabrera and DJ XL. And the theme is Whiteout Day. So I guess you're wearing white that day.
Woohoo. It's kind of like the Millennium Day on the cruise.
I feel like that's dressed like a boy bander. I don't know.
Yeah, see? Exactly.
And then Monday, October 2nd is the afternoon pool party with Carl Walkner and DJ XL. And the evening comedy show featuring Marcus Monroe. Okay, I guess he's a comedian. And Trevor Penick apparently is also a comedian from O-Town. Followed by Pop 2000 Artist Unplugged Storyteller Set. And the theme is Superhero Day. So what I think is interesting is that, so first of all, that sounds like fun AF. Like how much
absolutely.
And
oh, for sure.
It's interesting because it kind of sounds like they're kind of taking turns doing things. So unlike a Backstreet Boy thing where every day the Backstreet Boys are doing everything, I feel like they can kind of pick and choose. Like, obviously they're going to be at their own events that they're, but I also feel like they'll probably join the event even if they're not on it. I just feel like they're not obligated to be there. Right.
Yes.
So like, for example, Chris is going to be at the foam party, but it doesn't specifically say, well, actually, you know what? It says Pop 2000 artists. So yeah, honestly, they'll probably be at all the things. Like, you know, at the afternoon pool parties, they probably won't. Maybe they're doing downtime or whatever. But it just sounds like a lot of fun. So if you are interested in any of that, you can go to Pop 2000's Vacations. vacationjams.com/pop2000. And then there's also this group here, if you're kind of interested in joining. It's called the Pop 2000 Paradise Playa Pals.
So are you in this group?
I joined this group, yeah. So it's like if you're looking for a roommate, you can kind of go here. Or if you just want to like find out some information, there's that. There's also their official page is the share this tab instead. Oh, sorry, that's the wrong one. They also have an official page as well about it where they're kind of updating it and the guys are kind of like saying things and be like, hey, you know, so much time till this, you should come, like, whatever, right? So this is what it's called.
Which is not really a lot of, like, it's like 3 months away.
It is.
It will be here before, right? Like, it'll be here before you know it. Like, summer always goes so quick.
I feel like I should make a choice soon. So this is the official page. So it's called Pop 2000 in Paradise, Playa del Carmen 2023. So if you have any questions, this is it. So here's the thing. And I don't know how to say this in a way that it's not going to be mean or weird. So I'm just going to say it. So apologize if I offend anybody. I'm seriously debating between the Backstreet Boy one and this Pop 2000 in Paradise. And right before the Backstreet Boys announced it, I was this close to booking this one. And I was like, okay, whatever. Like my mom's cousin's kid is getting married that weekend. So I'm like, but I'm almost.
Which weekend?
The September 30th, I think.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know if I'm actually invited to this. It's in Ohio, but I'm like, no offense, but I would rather go to this and hang out with some boy bands because I have always wanted to go to Mexico. Like, Mexico is my dream vacation destination, and nobody ever wants to go with me because they're like, oh, we're going to be murdered. I'm like, you're not. It's lovely. It has Mexican food, great people. I was there for 8 hours once because I was on a cruise ship stop, and it stopped in, ironically, Playa del Carmen. And it was like the most fun 8 hours ever. Like, we did all these fun adventures, and we did zip lining, and we did, like, it was a cool time. So I definitely want to go to Mexico. I booked a trip to Cuba once, and my friend Olivia had booked the trip the week before. But because I had something at work, I couldn't go that week. And a hurricane came through, and they got rerouted, and they got sent to Mexico. And I was like, yes, like, the hurricane went through, so now I'm going to be sent to Mexico. Not the case. Still ended up going to Cuba. And I was like,
oh, man.
Out on my free upgrade. So anyways, so it's something I've always been interested in doing. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, with Chris from NSYNC and O-Town, sign me up. That's great.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're also going. And I'm like, okay, also good to hang out with that boy band. I'm sorry, my nose is really itchy. Sorry, guys. If you're watching, I'm not picking my nose. I'm just scratching it. So anyways, so now I'm just like, okay. Or I could just be a responsible adult and not go to either of them. But I feel like that would also really suck. So, what I was going to say is, if you can see this group right here, it says that there's 227 members. So I think generally, if you are going to this event, you're going to be in here. So granted, not everyone is, and I'm part of this group, and I still have not signed up for it. So I'm going to say, just based on this and like the fan bases and stuff, I feel like there'll probably only be a few hundred people at this Pop 2000. I could be wrong, could be 1,000 people. They do have a lot of, but I think my gut feeling is that it's only going to be a few hundred people at this event. Whereas the Backstreet Boys, when they have theirs, they, like, when they were on the cruises, it was about, what, 2,500 people maybe?
Yeah, for sure.
Thousands of people. And we definitely still got, like, time with the Backstreet Boys, like, mm-hmm. see them in passing, and we got selfies, like, we made the most use of our time. But I feel like they were not as, first of all, hands-on, I guess is the word, I don't know what kind of word I'm trying to say, but there was also,
I just think, like,
people there,
they didn't like the cruises, even though they gave, like, the good experiences each time we went. I just don't think they appreciate the cruises as much as, say, like, New Kids on the Block.
Yes. Which, again, we've never been on a New Kids cruise, but just
right.
the stuff that we've seen, they're definitely a little more interactive. Before Donnie and Jenny were married, he did, like, his After Dark thing and whatever.
Yes.
There was, like, and I'm not saying, and I'm saying that all the Backstreet Boys cruises have been fun, and I'm not saying.
Yeah, they've been so much fun, yeah.
I just feel that if I had to, like, pick who would be more willing to hang out with you and have more fun, I feel like the O-Town one, because, like, just based on our O-Town experiences in the past, like, again, I am not shitting upon the Backstreet Boys. Backstreet Boys are amazing, and we've definitely had amazing experiences with them.
Absolutely. They're really good.
But they're, like, a whole nother level, right? They're still selling out, like, arenas and things like that. And O-Town some of their concerts this summer are free festivals, right? So
yes, some are in the park.
They're never free for us, but you know, like
yes,
like for example, on Canada Day, I believe they're in Miami and they're at a mall performing and things like that. Yeah. So like, they're just like very personable, and even just like Chris from NSYNC, right? Like, how many times have I met him? Not a lot, I would say. Like, obviously we met him. I met him like back in the day when NSYNC was still around at the Challenge for the Children thing. But then I've met him at a couple of comic cons and things like that. It's just more recognizable. Like, I don't know how to, like, when I ran into him in Niagara Falls View, like, and he was like talking to the other girls, he like, when he finished his conversation, he came over to me and gave me a giant bear hug and said, I saw you at the concert. Did you see me pointing at you? And I said, yes, we were pointing back at you and stuff. Right. So it's just like more, I cannot explain this properly. And I don't want to offend either party here, but I just feel like, first of all, I feel like this one's probably going to be cheaper. The Pop 2000 Paradise one. Because again, I have nothing to compare it to because the Backstreet Boys have not announced anything. But I just feel like, especially like O-Town is just like super fun and chill.
It'll be more intimate, probably, is what the word is. It'll
be more intimate. I'm thinking the Backstreet Boy one will be great because they won't pull out all the stops and have like amazing shows and whatever. You know, but I just feel in my heart this one will probably be more fun. But also knowing me, I'd also still want to go to the Backstreet Boys one. So in the meantime, I need to think of ways to make money so I can do both.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think it sounds like
both events, I think, will be fun.
And I think they'd be fun in different ways. So
yes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like, we're not shitting upon the Backstreet Boys because they make it a lot of fun too.
On O-Town either.
Yes. Every band gives good experiences in their way.
They totally do. And they're like, and the thing is that both sets of fans are also amazing and super fun.
Yes.
Like, we've had and I feel like that's almost like on the Backstreet Boys cruises, we go in with very low expectations.
Exactly.
Because you're like, yes, we know we're going to see them at these particular events. If we see them other times, that's bonus. That's great. But I feel like a lot of times it's more, the cruises are more like having vacation with your friends and meeting up with your friends that you know from all over the world that you don't obviously never get to see because they live in different countries and things like that. So it's more about making an experience. So that's why these vacations are just more fun in general, because they're just, and yes, it might seem expensive, but if you do a
VIP, it's manageable, I think.
And it is. And you're getting room. You're getting you're going to all the concerts. If you add these things up individually, you get your meet and greet and stuff, literally just based on Backstreet Boys regular meet and greet. No offense to them. It's still great that they do them, but they're very short and fast.
Yes.
Right? Compared to so we did it last year and that at Darien Lake, and that was like what?
30 seconds
if we're lucky.
Yeah.
And we just recently did the O-Town one, and that was 30 minutes.
At least
20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
I guess normally there's a sound check, but they did like an acoustic set and they performed some songs and then had some funny moments where you could Trevor farted and it was really fucking hilarious. And but it was just like nice. They did some Q&A, they did a thing, and it was just like nice.
Very personable, very intimate.
And the thing is that
Two of them came up and like hugged and then one of them high-fived us. Like, I don't know. I understand your point.
And they recognized their fans and they were so excited that the one fan was pregnant and the look of pure joy on their face. Like, they actually I'm not saying that the Backstreet Boys don't give a shit. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that O-Town has a smaller fan base that they can connect with a bit better. I think maybe that's and I just feel like it's really nice. So I feel like
this a little different, right? Because the Backstreet Boys have a lot more fans.
They do.
And they can't always remember everyone.
I definitely feel like they do recognize faces and things like that. Yes. They're really good at that, but they're not going to remember certain things and have with some people. Yes. I'm not saying that they don't have that. Obviously they have, but it's just it just seemed really cool. I don't know. It just seems this seems like a fun event. So if you can afford, if you can. So then to try to talk myself out of this, I looked up flights, because when I looked up flights for Backstreet Boys around those dates, it was like $1,000 just for the flights from Toronto. And I was just like, oh God.
Wow.
I was like, crazy. Hey, well, hopefully the hotel is not that expensive. Some people have been doing some digging. They think it's a certain hotel. And if it is, that one's a bit pricey. I'm like, I would not care if we stayed at a sketch hotel if it was cheaper. But I know some people look fancy. So then I was like, okay.
We slept on the streets of New York City. So we do not care.
So we don't care, like, for boy bands, right?
Yes.
So when I
even in 90s con, we had like an interesting hotel over there as well. So
that was definitely the hotel. It was not the same name as it was on the paper. So it was like,
yes.
We're like, are we at the right place in this shady area? Anyways, so I looked up the flights for Pop 2000. I'm like, okay, it's going to be over $1,000, whatever. And then I looked and it was like $350 round trip.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, this is not helping me with my decisions. But anyway, anyways, we're going to move along from this. If you want to go, if you are going, let me know. I'm curious to see who else is going. And I had a couple people reach out saying that they were. So I'm like, oh, maybe, you know, I'll make a decision. They did have a payment plan. Their payment plan is due on June 30th. So if I decide to go, you got to pay the full amount at that time. But anyways, okay, we're going to move along from Pop concert.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Both are going to be a lot of fun.
If we don't end up going and one of you guys do go to it, we would definitely would love to have you on to chat about your experience, because that sounds like it'll be a super fun time for sure.
Agreed.
All right. Moving along to a new boy band.
What?
Well, my friends, I'm talking about, press the wrong button. I will get us back on there. Talking about Boys No More.
Woo-hoo!
So the thing is that I was on a, I don't know if it was a 98 Degrees group or an NSYNC one or something, but someone had posted a picture.
Was it a Backstreet Boys fan group on Facebook?
No, it wouldn't have been because there's no
Backstreet Boys. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But anyway, so it said this Boys No More and it had.
Sorry, that makes sense. Sorry.
It had some super group of thing. And I'm like, what? And we're like, is this real? And this is the one that we saw. And it's
no matter what goes wrong in life.
Not trying to play video.
That's such a good song.
It is a very catchy song. So
yes.
Joy Fatone, Nick Lachey, Joey McIntyre, and Wanya Morris. So we got NSYNC, 98 Degrees, Boys to Men, and New Kids on the Block. So first I thought it was fake because it had Nick Lachey in there. And that man is very busy doing Netflix things and not touring with his band.
And he's in Hawaii with his wife because his wife has Hawaii 5-0. Like,
clearly this is
fake. Or NCIS, sorry.
Yes, NCIS Hawaii. So anyways, like, oh, okay, whatever. And then like the next day or the day later, they actually released a song. And the song is called, so the band is called Boys No More. And the song is called Make It Right. So we're like, oh, okay. So we look at that. Yeah. It's a commercial for Triple
A. A fun commercial. But a catchy jingle, basically.
It is a very catchy jingle. It's
so
it has this.
I love it.
They're trying to figure out what to do. They're all like workers in at the,
insurance company.
Insurance. So it's like they want to like protect you. And it's like this very funny music video.
Yes.
There's a lot, they're in their white, they're doing their choreographed dances, they're harmonizing. The song is very catchy.
Yes.
And then at one point really they're good. Like interviewing them to see like what type of band member they are. So Joey Fatone is first and he goes, I'm the reliable one. And then Nick Lachey goes, I'm the dedicated one. And then Wanya goes, I'm the cute one. And then Joey McIntyre goes, I'm the cute one. And then Wanya just looks over at him like, seriously, dude, I was the cute one. Like, so it's like,
you can't have two cute ones.
You can't have two. Yeah, apparently you can. Also, very confusing, but they seem to have a tour bus.
Yes.
They are going to places on. And we're like, what is happening? So somebody had posted in one of the 98 Degrees groups that they're like, oh, yeah, the bus was down the street from me. So I'm like, are they going on like a mini promotional tour? Like, I have no idea what is happening.
So I think they're just like going around in state. And then if you see the bus, you can like take a picture with it, basically.
It's just so random. Love it.
And then like on Instagram posts, they're like, please post some tour dates. We want to go. And then they're like, yeah, I wish. This is just a commercial.
It's like, yeah, exactly, right? So if you would like to follow them on Instagram, it is Official Boys No More. It says, four iconic boy band members bundled together by AAA Insurance Group. Music video out now. Real Joy Fatone, Nick Lachey, Joey McIntyre, Wanya Morris. It has the YouTube video, which I believe I had. Yes, here we go.
And then we're all like, put it on Spotify because this song is catchy.
It is a very catchy song. They're obviously like great singers. So here they are. They're just kind of like, So it has like,
so a big thumbs up. I really enjoyed this.
Joey and also Joey. It's just like,
see, you can have cute ones and you can have two Joeys in a boy band.
Two Joeys in a boy band. So there you go. Like, I gotta say, I love how much the boy banders are hanging out lately. Like,
me too. It's really great to see. Yeah. Because back in the day, you're like, oh, they don't like each other, but they love each other.
They do. Like, honestly, though, they're like, there's only so many of them. And they all went through basically the same experience, right?
Yeah.
Kind of hard to be like, you're a teenager.
And it's a brotherhood, right? Like,
it is a brotherhood.
They all know what they've been through. They all know what they're doing now, right?
Exactly.
How hard it's been, how much fun it is, that kind of thing.
For sure. So, yeah. So that's pretty cool. And then it shows them at this little concert performing. So I just think, this is funny. He signs her, like, autograph, and then it's just
insurance.
Like, so instead of his signature, it's just like AAA.com/insurance.
That's like, great. Oh my God, I loved it. Good job, guys. Good job.
Yeah, it's just like a really funny, cute parody, and it's a really catchy song.
It's really catchy. I really like it.
Did a great job on that. So,
Can I just mention, like, speaking of commercials? I don't know if we mentioned it ever. We might have. But can I just say, the Backstreet Boys, Downy, Rinse, and Refresh, is such a great commercial. And I literally have seen it every day that I watch the W Network.
Oh, that's
like, so cool. It's constantly being played. And I just want to say, and I just want to say I appreciate you, the W Network, because I love seeing the Backstreet Boys commercial.
That's the one where they're like a poster on the wall. And the
Yes. I love it. It's like a shorter version of one, but it's still amazing. Thank you so much, W Network.
See the boys on TV.
Exactly. All right. I thought I'd just mention it because I wrote it on Twitter that I was like, oh my God, I got to thank the W Network for always sharing this. Thank you so much.
All right. So I did find this article about the supergroup, and I from the Los Angeles Times. I have not read it, so hopefully it's not too whatever, but it says, NSYNC Boys to Men supergroup peddles insurance to aging Gen Xers and millennials.
Aww, we're old.
In what could be perceived as a fever dream, a hot flash, or an unwelcome reminder of millennial mortality.
How old do they think we are?
Apparently they think we're super old. Members of some of the most iconic Gen X boy bands have come together to, wait for it, peddle insurance. I gotta say, one person was like, well, thankfully it's insurance and not like old age security or whatever, right? So,
oh, that's true. Could be a lot worse, right?
John from NSYNC, which is not how I spell it, so I'm just saying, that's fine. Nick Lachey from 98 Degrees, Joey McIntyre of New Kids on the Block, and Wanya Morris of Boys to Men have joined forces as the supergroup Boys No More to record the single Make It Right, an app song to plug the American Automobile Association insurer, CSAA Insurance Group. And they're as serious about it as a five-step nighttime skincare routine. The former pop stars, most of them are still touring, so they are not.
That's right. Pop
stars, so whatever, LA Times. debuted the begrudgingly catchy bop, an ode to boy bands from start to finish. Tuesday
begrudgingly,
along.
Come on. Enjoy this jingle. Enjoy, let's go.
Embrace
come
this.
On. Yes. Stuff come on. So begrudgingly. Come on.
Tuesday, along with what the AAA is posting as a viral social media campaign. It features snippets of the saccharine tune to set to a dance and karaoke challenge. Hot tip: stretch to avoid overexertion. So I've known these guys for most of my career and we've become friends, Fatone 46 said in a press statement. When I got the call from CSAA, I knew our chemistry would come through in the song and video. After we recorded the song, we felt like we were taking a trip down memory lane while telling the AAA insurance story. The story is meant to showcase the company's commitment to its customers to prevent, prepare for, and recover from life's uncertainties. In ad speak, that translates to you're getting old. You know it, and we know it too. Last year, CSAA rolled out a similar campaign with the help of Rick Rolling, Never Gonna Give You Up singer Rick Astley. We share our customers' love of nostalgia and this fantastic opportunity to surprise and delight them with an original hit song while reminding them that AAA insurance will always be there in their time of need, says Linda Goldstein, CSAA's Chief Customer Service Experience and Marketing Officer. Lachey, 49, had been teasing the forthcoming ad on social media for days, writing on Monday on Instagram, from boys to insurance agents to official boys no more, baby will make it right. Check out the new boy band bundle and single. Alas, he had to slap the dreaded ad disclaimer on his caption. Whatever it is, the campaign appears to be a hit among some boy band lovers who no doubt identified themselves by their troop affiliating growing up. Sorry, BSB fans, no Backstreet Boys were involved in the making of the video. Or meaty, cheesy.
That's okay. They have their own commercial still on the WNR record. Yes.
I love this. Also reminded me I need to call AAA about switching my car insurance, wrote one TikTok user. When is the tour? I have my AAA card ready for pre-sale, quipped another. Why did I think this was an ad for AARP until I saw their shirts, said another comment. This makes my 38-year-old heart happy as I grew up listening to them all, but this also makes me feel extremely old, said a YouTube user. Okay, I'm going to need a tour and album ASAP. I love this so much, said another. The 70s baby in me loves this, wrote Food Network star Sunny Anderson on Lachey's Instagram post. The song is inspired by lyrics and music videos of boy band songs of the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, harnessing universal themes of commitment, dedication, and keeping promises, AAA said. And there are dance moves, too. Emmy-nominated creative director and choreographer Jamel McWilliams choreographed the video that features signature boy band moves from Fatone, Lachey, McIntyre, and Morris. The newly formed quartet shows they still have the rhythm in the music video, which gently pokes fun at their inevitable Rockers with Walkers era, and the fact that McIntyre and Morris could still easily be regarded as the cute one. Complete with overzealous manager who appears in the video, Boys No More seems to be committed to the act, as some people are of a certain age are to taking their daily multivitamins. There are plans to take the band's branded tour bus to Baltimore, Philadelphia, Roanoke, Virginia, and Washington, D.C., along with a national ad campaign. The song was created by experienced consultancy Deloitte Digital, with music written, produced, recorded, arranged, and mixed by the award-winning Heavy Duty Projects. The music video was directed by Grammy-winning Old Town Road director Calmatic, who recently helmed the remake of White Man Can't Jump. This isn't the first conflection among the members of the band. Joey, McIntyre, Lachey, and Morris collaborated with their former bandmates and members of several other acts in 2021 for the ABC special, A Very Boy Band Holiday.
Woo! And we were so close to getting a Backstreet one.
So close. Maybe this year they'll play it.
Maybe.
Chris Kirkpatrick and Lance Bass of NSYNC, Drew Lachey, Jeff Timmons, and Justin Jeffrey of 98 Degrees, Bobby Brown and Michael Bivins of New Edition, Sean Stockholm of Boys to Men, and Eric Michael Estrada of O-Town all performed during the holiday special too. Fatone and Morris debuted a new original song, A Very Boy Band Holiday, on the show as well. So there you go.
So beautiful.
So that is a very fun band. I would definitely.
Yes. Me too.
You know what I was thinking, though? if they were going to perform somewhere, do you know where would be a good place for them to perform, Sophia?
The Grove?
Okay, well, yes. But...
sorry!
That is a good thing. But, oh my god, why can't I find the page right now? I have too many tabs open. Here we go. Share. At the Eat to the Beat concert series at Epcot.
Damn it, I knew it, and then I still did not.
Okay, again, sorry. I'm not starting rumors. I'm not saying that they're going to be there. But if they were going somewhere, this would be a good place for them to go. So Joey Fatone from NSYNC performs at this. He's performed several years in a row, I believe. Last year, he had Ryan Cabrera, and then Chris Kirkpatrick was there for some of the days. So he's actually there for 4 days. So there's actually quite a few boy banders doing things at this festival. So Joey Fatone and Friends is August 18th to the 21st.
Cool.
Which would be a lot of fun to go to if they went. So that would be fun because he just leaves it open as and Friends. And then randomly people will be there. Well, obviously it's not random. He's planned it ahead of time.
Because you don't want to give high expectations.
Right, exactly.
And make people disappointed.
Exactly. So generally Chris is there. I don't know if he's going to be there at this one or if he has stuff with the Pop 2K tour that he's doing. But yeah, so definitely it'll be Joey Fatone. So that's August 18th, 21st. Just doing a quick look here. 98 Degrees is going to be there September 24th and 25th. September 29th to October 2nd, Boys to Men will be there. And the last boy band I see is October 27th to 30th, and that will be Hanson. Hanson is currently touring in the UK, I believe, with McFly or Busted.
Yeah, sounds like
they're
that.
Something out there, so I did not. So, anyway, so if you want more information about that, just Google Eat to the Beat concert series. It's at Epcot in Orlando, Florida.
Ooh.
There is that one. Let's see. What else were we going to discuss? So we did that one. Oh, there's just a couple of tours happening, which I'm sure the tickets have already been on sale, but they will be starting soon. So let me pop this guy up. So we have the Jonas Brothers. So as you know, we have reviewed their album, The Album. So go back to that. Let us know what you thought of it, if there's any songs that you really liked from that album. So what they are doing, they got some merch as well. But the tour, my friend, is what we are looking at, which I totally scrolled down from. So their tour this summer is called 5 Albums, 1 Night. No idea if they're actually going to perform all 5 of the albums or if they're just going to perform songs from each album, like not the full set list.
That means you got to go and find out.
Got to go and find out. So the opening of this show is August 12th, and it starts in the Bronx, New York. They're going to do Boston. Their only Canadian date is Toronto, and that is on August 19th. And yeah, they're pretty much, they go all over the states. So it's August 12th, and then it ends on October 16th in Orlando, Florida. They had a show on October 13th in Orlando, 14th in Miami, and now they're going back to Orlando on the 16th. So I guess ticket sales are doing well there. If you're in Canada or in Toronto area, there's still lots of tickets available. This is the one we did chat about this, that their VIP does not include them, but you take a picture of you with the stage, which is, you know, very exciting. So, anyway, so that's the Jonas Brothers. They're touring. Another boy band that is about to go on tour is Big Time Rush.
Yes.
You Can't Get Enough tour.
Woot woot.
So they are, or Another Life. So they have a new CD. I believe they have a new CD out, actually. We should check and see that because we do that as well. But they are touring. Their first date would have already passed by the time you hear this. So they're starting on June 22nd in Fort Worth, Texas. So they're kind of doing the South. They, I do not believe, are coming to Canada. Oh, they are. Sorry. They are coming to Canada on Wednesday, July 5th. So in Toronto, if you want to go there.
Because remember, they were supposed to come to Toronto and they canceled?
Canceled it because of lack of ticket sales, I
believe. So what do they think is the difference going to be?
That is an excellent question. But Hello, everyone listening. Their tour is ending August 12th in Las Vegas, but then they're doing 3 shows in Mexico. So that's pretty cool.
Wow. So like a few boy bands are going to Mexico, eh?
Mexico's having a good time. It's a good boy band time.
It's a happening place.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. I'm very curious as to where they're playing in Toronto, though.
Do you think it's like the Mod Club?
You know what's funny? It does not say the... Oh, let me just click on Tickets and More and see where it takes us.
Yes.
Does it take us anywhere?
Just for sure. That's disappointing.
Un momento, por favor. History. Where's history?
I have no idea.
I feel like that is a smaller club. Let me try to share that.
So do you think it was like a Mod Club or the Phoenix, something like that?
Yes.
One of those? I don't know. Because I never heard the history. I didn't even realize they renamed.
History Toronto. It is on Queen Street East. It holds various events, concerts. It has a capacity of 2,500 people. So
it is new.
It is new.
Okay, cool. I never knew that it was there. Cool.
So apparently Drake is part owner of it. Okay.
Oh.
The Ticketmaster page I'm looking at did not open, so I cannot see what the price
is. That's cool. Drake is like OG.
That is very interesting. They also have a VIP. I'm curious about this. Does it say what is included with their VIP? Okay. You must have a ticket. Okay, so I'm going to share this tab. Okay, so they are playing Wednesday, July 5th in Toronto. So if you would like a VIP upgrade, you have to have a ticket already. Okay. Each one. Oh my God.
What does it say?
Okay. So let me start with the cheaper one, what it says, what it includes, and then we'll kind of move up and whatever.
Okay. I was like, I don't see the price. It's kind of blurry.
It's good. 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 Okay. So they have a Silver Star VIP package, which is an exclusive access to a pre-show meet and greet with Big Time Rush. Okay. 4 VIP guests in the group photo with the members. If you didn't buy tickets in a group, an on-site liaison will help you find a group of 4.
Aww.
Access to pre-show merch shopping, a color printed tour poster. Do normally print posters in black and white? I don't know. A Silver Star laminate and lanyard and a host. So that is the cheapest package. It's $259. So, okay. Not horrible. Not fantastic, but not horrible. So the next one is the Gold Star package. So you still get the meet and greet, except instead of in groups of 4, this is a solo picture. You still get the merch and merch shopping and a printed, and you get a special lanyard, and you get a special merch item only for Gold Star people. So that is $375. So it's about $120 more to get a solo picture with them. So now that's moving on up to the Superstar VIP. So you get the meet and greet, the solo picture, access to the pre-show huddle with Big Time Rush before they hit the stage. That's kind of cool.
That is cool.
You get to view the first 3 songs at the side of the stage in a designated area for the Superstar VIPs only. Access to the shopping, the poster, the merch item. So you get one signed tour poster and a laminate and stuff. So that one is $799, which is a bit much pricier, but you get to huddle with them. So that's fun, I guess.
Yeah.
And then we have a Superstar Ultimate VIP, which you get everything from the regular Superstar package. And then you get access to the pre-show lounge for an up-close and personal hang with the band. And you get a family group photo with Big Time Rush. I don't really understand what that means. That is $999. So $1,000.
Oh my gosh.
Seems like a lot. But again, if you are a big time Rush fan, you do get to hang out with them. And I feel like, you know, that's cool.
Yeah, because maybe other artists might be like a little bit higher than that.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's very valid. And a lot of artists still don't do meet and greet. So it's awesome that they're doing that. And that's cool that they've broken it down into different levels. So like, again, if you just want to meet them and you can't really, you got your nice cheap one with four of you in a picture, which is always good when the members of the band is the same amount as the people in the picture. Cause I know New Kids, I don't know if they still do that, but they would have groups of 10, right? Mm. And there's five members of New Kids. So each member has two people, like a person on either side. Right. So at least with this, you only have like one member. So that's not bad.
Cause sometimes like you could fight on like what side you want to go to or which boy, mm-hmm. if you're not friends with them. Right. And you don't talk about it beforehand.
Yes. Or people say they're going to stand next to somebody and then they lie and push you out. So
yes.
So anyways, this is pretty cool. Good for them.
Yes.
If you're interested in those
packages. Good for them. Yes. Hope it goes well.
Yeah. So you know what? O-Town has a similar package to their, I guess it's closer to their superstar package because you get to be on the, you actually get to go on the stage and stuff.
Yeah. And that's pretty fun.
The same price, right? Because their O-Town Ultimate is $750. You get to hang out with them all day and stuff like that. So actually, I feel like O-Town's closer to their superstar Ultimate and they have like another one. So anyways, very cool. It's nice that artists give options to like meet them and hang out with them. So if you're a big fan, go check that out on their website.
And do like, those are fun experiences.
Right. Exactly. For sure. Definitely. So the Ticketmaster page is not opening. Oh, in case you are wondering, it is general admission for Toronto. And the ticket price is $84. So they're $65 plus a whole bunch of fees and taxes that came up to $85. So there you go. They also have official platinum in boxes, which are further away from the stage, but you get it's the most expensive one is $300. So there you go. Big time Rush.
Awesome.
Still available, so there you go. Okay. Next up, how are we doing for time? Oh, we're kind of running out of time. Okay. So let me just go to, since we were talking about tours, I'm going to, another one that is doing a tour, 98 Degrees are finally on tour again, which is great. Cause as we mentioned, Nick lives in Hawaii and does a lot of stuff for Netflix. So they didn't really do anything, but, they are now celebrating 25 years along with the best fans in the world.
Cool.
So they are doing a bunch of shows as well. And they are doing a bunch of shows with other artists. So they're starting September 14th in Connecticut, and they'll be, so they're celebrating 25 years and All for One. We have never talked about All for One on this podcast, I don't think.
We just talked briefly about the one All for One song.
The song.
I Swear. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Anyway, so they're celebrating 30 years, 98 Degrees are 25 years. Then they're also going to Pennsylvania, and they're doing All for One and Boys to Men.
Wow.
Some other ones were just them.
Are they coming to Toronto at all or no?
I don't believe so. At the moment, so most of their shows are in September.
Because it would be cool if they came to Canada.
I don't believe they are. Doesn't look like it. I think New Jersey is probably the closest to us. Missouri. Okay. They are also, Ryan Cabrera is joining them, and also Florida. So he'll be at that one.
That's fun.
To the Beat, we talked about already. Looks like a lot of California and like Southern U.S. states, and they are also, their very last show of now, what they have right now, is on October 8th in San Diego, California. So it's 98 Degrees, All for One, and O-Town will also be
cool.
So they have a good mix of different boy bands that they're going to be doing stuff with.
Collabing.
So checked out. Yes, collabing, hanging out. So there you go.
Yes.
So 98 Degrees will be there. They do put on a good show. We have seen them a bunch of times. Yes,
they're fun.
They're fun. I very much enjoy when they do like the Moana song or something.
Yeah, I really enjoy it too. Because like, you think they're a series band, right? So when they bring those kinds of thing, those moments out, you're like, oh, they like to be silly. It's nice to see.
For sure, for sure.
They like to balance it out now, right? As you get older, you're like, okay, we don't have to be serious anymore.
Yes, they're good. So you, oh, we talked to Jeff Timmons at 90s cons. If you want to go back to our 90s con episode, we kind of talked about that and how I called him out, and it was pretty entertaining.
It was very funny.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Just a couple more things to just quickly chat about. I know we're running out of time here. Big shout out to Frosted Tips with Lance Bass. I believe we did mention this, but they mentioned us on their podcast.
Yes, we got a shout out.
Because we do a bunch of, we've done a bunch of recap episodes of some of their episodes.
Three of them.
Yes. So Lance and Michael like gave us a shout out. We put it, I think we put the clip on our YouTube. So check that out. So
it's also pinned on our Instagram.
Okay, perfect. So that's great. So yeah, so that was really cool of them to do. They did it actually on the episode with Trevor Guthrie from oh my gosh,
Soul Decision.
So yes, which is great because I'm sure they didn't know that we're Canadian, but he's Canadian, so it was actually really fun. Yes. Thing. So
it's like a tie-in right there.
Yes. So I believe what we're gonna do another recap episode soon. I believe we decided we're gonna do Johnny Wright because he's an interesting character, and he actually did two episodes back to back. So Lance interviewed Johnny, and then Johnny interviewed Lance on Frosted Tips. So they're actually really good episodes. Found some really cool things on that. There's a lot of interesting, like, behind-the-scenes stuff. One of the most interesting and random things I found out about Johnny Wright, well, first of all, that he got his start in radio and got kicked out of his house because he wanted to be on radio at the age of 16. And then he roller skated from Boston, like Cape Cod, to Florida. Him and a group of buddies roller skated. It took them 14 and a half days to go down.
Wow.
I'm like, how? Like, what?
That is insane.
Yeah, like, how crazy? Like, and I feel like back in like the 70s and stuff when he was a teenager, like, there obviously most people don't, like, people obviously had cars and stuff, but I feel like people exercised a lot more. And I feel like if someone were supposed to do this now, like, there's no way in hell somebody would be like, yeah, I'm just gonna roller skate down the East Coast. But yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool. He also talks about a lot of behind the scenes stuff, and like, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on with that. So,
I think it's cool because like, he was with Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, like, that's so the peak, right? The peak of the time. Yeah.
It was like a lot of stuff. Like, it was very interesting. He doesn't go too in depth on Lou stuff. So, like, because I've always wondered, like, how much does Johnny know about the Lou things? Like, he does, obviously, they do talk about Lou, but not like, in a way that it would implicate Johnny or anything. It's interesting. They also had the new Menudo, which are very young guys. It was kind of hard because I didn't know who was who. I'm assuming this is the youngest one, this guy in the little red suit who talked a lot. But I also started watching a Menudo documentary, so hopefully we'll talk about that in the future as well. Kind of hard for me to take notes because it's mostly in Spanish with subtitles, so I'm trying to make notes but not miss what's happening, so I had to keep stopping. So Menudo has come out with a new single. It's called Mi Amor. So it's obviously,
and I believe Mario Lopez is helping with that,
part of your management team.
Yes,
so that's an interesting interview. Maybe we might chat about a little bit about that. Robbie Williams was on, so if you are not checked it out, it is Frosted Tips with Lance. And you can get that pretty much anywhere you can listen to your podcasts. It's him and his husband Michael, and they interview boy band members and also like people that are popular in the 90s, like, right?
So I believe Debbie Gibson was also interviewed.
Yes. So yes, they definitely have a lot of cool things, a lot of good stuff.
Yes.
Be very interesting if they can get Ryan Gosling on, because that would be really cool. Because
yes,
Ryan was almost in boy bands. And yeah, so So anyway, so that's fun. We were gonna talk about BlockCon, but okay, so we ended up not going to BlockCon. I'm actually curious if there's any New Kids on the Block fans that are listening to this podcast and would like to be interviewed, because we would love to find out that went to BlockCon, how it went, because it sounded like it was a lot of fun. It was a convention put on by New Kids on the Block in Chicago.
It looked like a really great concert, a fun Q&A, a whole bunch of fun things were going on there.
Yeah, it looks like they had registration, they had merch, they had a VIP meet and greet, they had a concert, they had...
And panel. Donnie did, selfies as well. He always takes a bunch of selfies, right?
Yeah. Yes. They had a prom on the Saturday night. They had a goodbye family photo on a field on the Sunday. So if anyone went to BlockCon and would like to chat about your event, just post below or send us a message, boybandbreak@gmail.com. We'd love to have you as a future guest on our show. Sounds like it was a lot of fun, and I'm sad I didn't go, but it definitely would not have worked out for us.
Yes.
And then finally, I know we have not talked about the Backstreet Boys much except at the beginning. So again, they're obviously taking a well-deserved break, but
they do have some cons for a few of the members. Yeah. Sorry.
So Nick is going to be at, where's the third one? Hold on. I had this already. Oh, man.
Is it there?
Might be there. Okay. Anyway, so there was another one. There's the rally.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So, okay. Well, anyways, just Nick is going to Horror Hounds Weekend in Indianapolis. So he's going to be there August 18th to 20th. So that is horrorhoundweekend.com. So go check out that one. There's also, was it WizardCon?
GalaxyCon.
I don't know why I want to keep calling it WizardCon. So he's going to be at GalaxyCon in Raleigh,
North Carolina.
North Carolina. So that is taking place July 28th to 30th. He'll be there all 3 days. He's also, AJ from the Backstreet Boys will also be there, and Joey Fatone from NSYNC are going to be there. So for that one, you want to look up GalaxyCon for more information on that one. And finally, one of our favorite conventions to go to.
Yes.
Is 90sCon. So they're also scheduled to be at 90sCon.
In Tampa.
And AJ, it is going to be in Tampa. It's the first time that it's in Florida because it's normally in Connecticut. Joey Fatone will also be at that one. And that is September 15th to 17th in Tampa, Florida. So as you know, Nick and AJ were supposed to be at the Connecticut one, but then they ended up extending the DNA tour and they went to Egypt and things like that. So that's why they weren't able to be at that one. So hopefully they do not bail on this one, or else there will be an uprising, I feel. But
another uprising.
So there you go. Speaking of conventions, Chris is also going to be at one in Pittsburgh, which I can
fun.
I want to say it's in August. That keeps adding random people. They just added Bud Bundy to that and Lucifer.
Oh, wow.
The guy who plays Lucifer in the show is going to
be there. Tom Ellis.
Yeah. So Tom Ellis. Yes. So there's going to be a lot of interesting cons. So if you have not met a boy bander before and there's not a concert coming around or anything, if you're looking for a fairly cost effective way to meet boy banders and spend time with them, go check out conventions. You can go back and watch our episodes where we recap 90sCon this year and last year. You get to go and hang out with them. You go to the table, you talk, you take selfies. They usually have a panel where they discuss things. And anytime
Q&A together,
part of the community. There's always jokes and ridiculousness. And
shenanigans, as they say.
Shenanigans, for sure. So if you are...
And photo ops. Did you say photo ops?
Yep. You can do professional photo ops. And Like, yes, they are a little bit fast. The photo ops are similar to like a VIP, but like the table ones, getting autographs, getting selfies, that's where we got our 98 Degrees thing signed.
It's yes.
It's just a lot of fun if you can make it out to a convention. And obviously, as we say with all trips for boy banders, it's fun to hang out and meet the other fellow fans and hang out with them.
Absolutely.
Yes. And, you know, just have a good time. So if you can swing it, there he is. There's going to be at a bunch of different places. I say he, Nick and AJ will be at these places. And yeah, so that I feel like is pretty much a recap of what's going on right now. Sophia, do you have anything?
Yes. No, I think that's it. And cons are a lot of fun. So if you're able to do it, you should definitely do it.
If you can make it to a con, go for it. Enjoy. If you can't really afford the con, you can volunteer at a con and then hopefully still go get your pictures. Then you still have to pay for the admission to the convention.
Yes. But and hopefully the one that you volunteer at is well organized. And yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. And not like the one that Sophia and I went to years ago, which, you know, worked out in our favor because.
Yes, because we like to hustle hard.
So hard and got a bunch of pictures, but yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I guess that's it. If there's any boy band news that we missed and you want to let us know in the comments. We'll mention it on a future episode. And hopefully by the time this airs, the Backstreet Boys will have finally said what the heck the crew, the Mexico trip was about and how much it cost.
Yes. So,
anyways.
More details hopefully
more
will be.
Details to come. Stay tuned. Follow us on all the social medias. We'll keep you updated. For more updates, Twitter is probably your best one because we tend to retweet things from there, but we also obviously Facebook and Instagram as well. So, and that's Boy Band Break. And yeah, so, and don't forget to subscribe to us. Okay. So, thanks for taking a break with us, everyone.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.